Hello, Audio Boo. This is February day 16. February day 16. The 16th day of the February challenge. And of course, it is the 16th of February 2015. A bit more quiet today than yesterday. Yesterday's chaos. Sorry about that. Recording from my PC again so that I can read the prompts because it seemed like there were quite a few, so I didn't want to forget. Today is all about the silver screen, movies and such. So, the first question. Which movies apps, or movie apps, I should probably say, movie cable channels do you use more, most often? And then there was an example of basically only American ones. I don't really watch a lot of movies. I do like movies, but I'm very kind of picky about the movies. So I haven't really used Netflix. I don't really use movie apps as such. I have IMDb, which kind of tells me about movies. When I was living in the States, I did like to watch HBO, and I think it was called Showtime. I don't remember. And here, we do have cable and we have some movie channels. But I can't say that we watch too many. Do you prefer to stay at home to watch a movie or to go out to the cinema? I find them two different things. You know, if you go out to the cinema, it's like an event and stuff. I do like the creature comforts of staying home and watching movies. You know, sitting on the settee with a blanket thrown over you. Hot chocolate. I'm not saying that you can't enjoy the cinema. I do, you know, when I go. But I think on the whole, I prefer to stay home and watch movies. Order pizza. You know how it is. What movie ratings are enforced in your country? Basically, it's under 17 and over 17, and they're not very enforced. People don't, I mean, of course there's like X-rated movies, but they show in a completely different theater. And this country is not as strict about these things, but basically it's over 17 and under 17. And like I say, if you go with a parent, it's not really that enforced. What movie genre do you prefer to watch? Drama, comedy, sci-fi. I like romantic comedies. I know that's a bit, you know, thingy, but I don't like stupid comedies. I do like dramas. I like historical fiction as well. But kind of to pass the time, to put a smile on my face, a romantic comedy usually does it, unless it's crap, but what movie genre will you not watch? Well, horror, probably not. I'm not big into action films. And I won't watch anime. What movie have you seen recently? Tell us why we should or should not watch it. I have seen Quartet. With Billy Connolly and some others, don't remember who, on DVD. Jeff got me that DVD for Christmas. And it's about a retirement home for musicians and them putting up on an opera. It's fun. It's not that, you know, it's quite superficial, really, but it's fun. And it has operatic references and, you know. So if you like a bit of, you know, fun and you know, are into your music, then I think you would enjoy it. Don't look for deep meaning in that movie. It's nothing earth-shattering. It's just a bit of fun. A movie is being made for one of the books you read. I don't know. Tell us about it. That's a bit weird. Well, I am reading the Outlander series by Dana Gabaldon, and I know there's a TV series made out of it. A movie would be good, except it would have to be in series like Harry Potter. And they would have to be quite long movies. This is a bit of historical fiction mixed with time travel. A young woman, well, not very young, but, you know, a recently married woman from the time of World War II, through a series of circumstances, which I'll not spoil for you, time travels back to 18th century Scotland, and falls in love over there. But it's quite intelligent, more intelligent than that just sounded. Lots of good historical knowledge and Scottish accent. What more could you possibly want? In your move, in your opinion, can movies be educational? Explain your answer. I think anything can be educational if done right. You know, depending on the subject matter and how it's treated. Why can't movies be educational? Especially, you know, if they involve historical fiction and you're quite accurate with the facts, that could be educational. If they surround a famous work, you know, of art or of music or whatever, that could be educational. It depends on the subject and how it's treated. That's a very vague question. Have I ever gone to the cinema in another country? Share my experience. I've gone to the cinema in... Which countries have I gone to the cinema in? The US, Israel, obviously, Australia, New Zealand. Trying to remember, it's very similar to, it's all very similar. You know, there's the overpriced snack bar with your popcorn and your drinks and your chocolates and your snacks, and you pay way too much for them. And, you know, you walk into the theater where everybody else is crunching and all sorts of unidentified snack things rolling down the aisles, and it's all the same. And, oh, that's it. All right, that was relatively painless. I think, yeah. So that's about it. I am glad to see more and more films with audio descriptions. I haven't yet seen a audio-described movie in the cinema. I do look forward to it. That hasn't happened. Well, they don't have it here in Israel, so I will have to go to either the UK or the US to do it. And we had quite a few opportunities, but we never actually went for a myriad of circumstances. So I'm hoping that we do get to it at some point. Right, old friends, I will let you go. And sorry, this is so short. But it's quite straightforward, really. And hopefully we will speak tomorrow, if not before. Take care.